Let's try this. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." Verse 2. He said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him up there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Verse 4. On the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." Verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father," he said. "Here I am, my son," he said. "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. Verse 9. When they came to the place which God had told them, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Verse 10. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Verse 13. And Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." Verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you. I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of the heavens and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham lived at Beersheba. Verse 20. Now after these things it was told to Abraham, "Behold, Milcah has borne children to your brother Nahor: Uz the firstborn, Buz the brother, Kemuel the father of Aram, Chesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jipled, and Bethuel. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother. Moreover, his concubine, whose name was Ramuah, bore Teba, Gaham, Tehesh, and Mekah." This is God's word. I now invite Pastor Zhang to come up and share the message with us.
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
2024年第一个主日,
the first Sunday service of 2024.
我们有风雪在这里,
we have a lot of snow with us today.
我想起一句我很喜欢的, 诗经上的话, 说, 西我王矣, 杨柳依依。
There's an old Chinese poem that I really like. It talks about when I left, the willow tree was still, the branches were still flying in the wind.
我说杨柳，因为等一下有一张图里头有杨柳。 今我来时，什么呢？雨雪霏霏。
Today when I'm back, there's actually rain and snow and blowing in the air.
谢谢伯南带领我们读这段经文。
Thank you, Bonan, for reading the scripture for us.
在美国众多的公路中有一条叫做 Highway 61, 北称 Blue Highway.
Of all the highways in the U.S., there is a highway called Highway 61. It's also called the Blue Highway.
从南边的 Louisiana 一直到北边的 Minnesota, 全长超过 1,400 英里。 我不知道你是不是开过。
It goes from the southernmost point of Louisiana and all the way to the northernmost point of Minnesota. The entire length is about 1,400 miles.
1965年8月, 美国的民歌手 Bob Dylan 他首发这首歌。
In August 1965, Bob Dylan debuted this song.
他以 Highway 61 为什么拿这个曲子用61号公路为名呢？ 有待考究啊。
Why did Bob Dylan name the song Highway 61? We're not really sure. Some research might need to be done.
但最吸引我注意的是这首歌开头的几句话，这些话根据这个里头的，跟着是有圣经背景啊，跟我们经文有关系。
But what attracted me to the song were the lyrics at the beginning of the song, and it's very related to today's scripture.
因为时间的关系，我请我的翻译。 Samuel就念英文就好了，如果你要唱也可以。No,
thank you. I'll read the lyrics of this song. God said to Abraham, go kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God say, no. Abe says, what? God says, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Abe said, where do you want this killing done? God said, out on Highway 61.
谢谢王子宗弟兄帮我们绘制的这几幅画。
I'd like to thank Brother Tom for drawing a few caricatures for us.
就好像约伯记开头一样，地上有事情，天上有事情一样。
Just like at the beginning of the book of Job, when there's things on earth, there's also things in heaven happening at the same time.
这张图提到上帝采取主动要来试验亚伯拉罕。
In this drawing over here, we see God proactively testing Abraham.
这里是天国的试验中心在哪里？
This is heaven's testing center.
对不起，回到前面一张图。
Go back to the previous picture.
这里有好多上帝的模式啊，就是他了，就是他了。There
is a lot of God's advisory team here talking to him. It's him. It's him.
Okay, 好，第二张图是在垂丝柳树上的下的啊，在喝着冷饮的亚伯拉罕。It's
Abraham sitting under a willow tree and having a cold drink.
他收到上帝打来的电话。He
receives a call from God.
那么莎拉在。 在帐篷里头在煮好吃的东西。
Sarah is cooking in the tent, cooking something delicious.
以撒在外面在溜滑板。
Isaac is outside playing with his skateboard.
我们看到亚伯拉罕怎么回应上帝的这样的试验呢？
We see how Abraham responds to God's test.
什么人、什么时候、什么地方、什么事呢？
Who, when, what, and what?
当然是亚伯拉罕。
Of course, the person is Abraham.
讲到时候有一个历史脉络的。When
you talk about the time, the historical context is
21章亚伯拉罕听从撒拉，然后把庶出的以实玛把他扫地出门。In
chapter 21, Abraham listened to Sarah and sent Ishmael away.
到了22章，论到就圣经就提到上帝要把以撒杀了，献为燔祭。 用台湾话说是烧祭、修祭。In
chapter 22, God asked Abraham to give Isaac as a burnt offering.
21章，他失去了以实玛利。In
chapter 21, he lost Ishmael.
他现在又要失去这个撒拉所生的唯一儿子以撒。
And now he was going to lose his only son, his precious son with Sarah, Isaac.
是不是有点情何以堪呢？对亚伯拉罕。
Isn't this a very difficult situation?
什么地方呢？
Where?
一般认定是从别示法，别示巴一直到北边的摩利亚山，相距多远？大概70英里。
Most people think that the place that happened was between Beersheba and Mount Moriah. The distance is about 70 miles apart.
底下这两张图可以稍微对照一下。不过是从波士顿市中心到 New Hampshire 的 Miller State Park 而已呀。
If you look at the pictures over here, 70 miles is approximately from the city center of Boston to the Miller State Park in New Hampshire, not too far.
现在我们再回来看第22章1到2节到底做什么事呢？我刚刚已经说过了，我们已经读了，是献以撒。
Now if we look back to verses 1 to 2, what he's about to do is to give Isaac as a burnt offering.
首先上帝呼叫说亚伯拉罕啊。
God calls Abraham, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕回答说我在这里。
Abraham responds, here I am.
这一段经文有三次提到说我在这里。
There are three times in the scripture where Abraham responds by here I am.
当上帝呼召我们的时候，我们是不是像亚伯拉罕说我在这里？
When God calls us, do we also respond like Abraham saying, here I am?
接着第二节就说了，上帝说了，我加一个括弧啊，请你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我要指示你的山上，将他献给我做燔祭。
In verse 2, God said, I'm adding a word, please here, please take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
短短这一节，我把它归纳有五个大点。
In this verse, there are five points that I would like to share with you.
首先，上帝说话的语气，透过手机，对不对？跟他讲，说，请你，请你。
Point number one,just like in the caricature where he received a call from God, God said, please, please.
那我们中文的和合本圣经是没有的。
In the Chinese Union translation, there's no word please inside the scripture.
但是在原文就是希伯来文里头有一个语助词叫那，也就是有请的意思。
But in the original Hebrew context,In the grammatical particle, there's a na, which implies that it's an invitation. Please bring your son.
So, 这是一个邀请。
So this is an invitation.
不是命令。
This is not an order.
不是强制。
This is not forced.
不是胁迫。
It is not intimidation.
这个跟开头的 Bob Dylan 说，你要杀你的儿子，这个那种强制性，或者说那个逼迫性，语气是完全不同。
This is strong context, a strong contrast with Bob Dylan's lyrics, which was more forceful.
这告诉我们什么事？
What does this tell us?
他告诉了亚伯拉罕有自由，不接受上帝的吩咐。
This means that Abraham had the freedom to reject God's order.
亚伯拉罕可以选择不接受这个挑战。
He had the choice to not accept the challenge.
就让亚伯拉罕，这就让亚伯拉罕做了有个时间跟空间的一个充裕的来考虑。
This gave Abraham both the spatial and time-wise freedom to make the decision.
我们知道这个走从那边虽然七十英里啊，对他来说呢，还有孩子还有仆人来说，要走三天。
Even though it was 70 miles, but for him, his servant, and Isaac, it had to take 3 days.
所以时间有三天考虑，空间有六七十英里去考虑。
Time-wise, he had 3 days to decide. Spatially, he had 70 miles to walk.
第二点，要做什么事很清楚。
What needed to be done was very clear.
做事就是献燔祭。
Was to offer a burnt sacrifice.
So, burning sacrifice, 燔祭。
献上燔祭。
那第三几乎是什么或者人也是很具体。
Point number three, who or what was the offering was very concrete.
不是别的，就是你儿子。
No one else.
就是你独生的儿子。
Your only son.
就是你所爱的以撒。
Your beloved son Isaac.
连发机关枪，连发三枪，都重复同一个重点。
It's like a machine gun, three shots directly on the target.
第四。
Point number four.
要往哪里去？
It was also a very ruthless request to go and give the offering.
决绝到什么程度?
How ruthless was it?
第一是斩断过去。
First, it was cutting off the past.
前面12章第一节, 上帝要亚伯兰, 那时候叫亚伯兰, 离开本住, 本地本族父家, 就加勒底的乌尔, 要往, 我要指示你的地方去。
In chapter 12, verse 1, back then he was still called Abram, God said, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house, of the Chaldeans, to the land that I will show you.
那是一个信心的旅程。
This was a journey of faith.
斩断过去之外, 再过来连未来也要斩断。
He was not only going to cut, he not only already cut off his past, he was going to cut off his future.
上帝要亚伯拉罕带着以撒往摩利亚地去。
God asked Abraham to bring Isaac to Moriah to give him as a burnt offering. That is cutting off the future.
又斩断过去，又斩断了未来，请问这不是决绝是什么？
Cutting off the past and cutting off the future, if this is not ruthless, then what is?
到这田地，请问你是当事人，你要，你剩下什么？
If you were in this situation, if you were him, what was left for you?
过去已经过去了，未来没有指望。
There's no past for you to go back to, and the future has no hope.
我当然对亚伯拉罕是不一样，好，我们等一下会再继续说。
But for Abraham is different. We'll talk about it later.
我们继续挖下去。
Let's continue to dig deeper.
这件事最要害的地方是什么？
What is the most critical point of this message?
那是上帝没有预先说好，哎，你这样做的时候，我要给你大大奖赏，没有啊。
It's not that God said in advance that if you did this, I will reward you handsomely. God did not say that.
No rewards listed on the condition of obedience. And the demand is ever so much more difficult.
没有公布因顺服而能得到的奖赏，而要求却是如此的困难。
请留意，上帝没有对亚伯拉罕有一个契约的会选。
God did not bribe Abraham with a futures contract.
也没有彼此套招，然后演一出大戏。
They also did not conspire with each other to bring up a fake show for everyone to see.
这就是上帝以亚伯拉罕为范本，给全人类的一个终极试验或者说考验。
This is God using Abraham as a model to give all of mankind the ultimate test.
那讲到试验跟试探究竟有什么不一样呢？
So what's the difference between testing and a temptation?
试验从上帝来，试探从魔鬼来。
A test is from God, but a temptation is from the demon, from Satan.
那我分享四点不同。
Let me share there are four main differences.
第一个是来源不同，试验源于上帝，试探出于魔鬼。
First point, different sources. A test is from God, but a temptation is from the demon, from Satan.
第二,
Point number two, different motivations.
试验是要我们得益处，变得更坚强，更成为所谓的精金。试探呢，毁灭、加害、吞吃人。
The motivation is also different. A test benefits us, strengthens us like gold, but what a temptation does is that it devours, it destroys, and it harms us.
来源不同，动机不同，还有呢，过程也不同。
Different sources, different motivations. What else? The processes is also different.
试验过程是很煎熬的，难受的。可是试探的过程，很多时候我们很开怀，很得意，是不是？
The process of a test sometimes is very uncomfortable. It's very torturing. On the other hand, the process of testing sometimes is very complacent. It is comfortable.
第四点,
Point number four.
结果也不同。
The result is different as well.
试验结出善果，试探结出恶果。
A test brings out good fruits, but a temptation brings out evil fruits.
那么面对上帝的吩咐，亚伯拉罕的回应又怎样呢？
So facing God's test, what was Abraham's response?
很令人诧异的时候，对上帝看来这完全不合常理的吩咐，亚伯拉罕完全不提抗议，完全不讨价还价。But
when facing God's illogical request, Abraham did not protest. He did not even negotiate.
那如果对照创世纪18章，为了所巴，这个所多玛、俄摩拉的那边居民，上亚伯拉罕当面跟 跟上帝怎么来讨论呢？
If we contrast with this with chapter 18, where Abraham protested for the Sodomites, he protested so much stronger back then.
啊，真的，我内容不说哈，我可以先想象亚伯拉罕是真的面红耳赤，血压上升，心跳加速，这里呢，哎，不发一语。
I can imagine that Abraham fought very strong for the Sodomites. His blood pressure was going up. He was very agitated. But right over here, he was quiet.
难道他没有一丝一毫的错愕、不解跟怀疑吗？
Wasn't he confused, angered, or unable to understand God's purpose?
难道他没有一丝一毫的反对、愤怒、逃避吗？
Didn't he disagree or he want to run away?
难道他没有一丝一毫的交涉谈判，最后只好妥协吗？
Didn't he want to negotiate or even eventually come to a compromise?
换上我，我会说不要我儿子，我就好。
If it were me, I would say, let not be my son, let it be me.
我们有一位一个家庭孩子，他的孙儿小小的得了很重的病。这位祖母亲口对我说：“张牧师，我巴不得是我患这个病。”
We have a family within us where the grandson is very sick, and the grandmother told me that I'd rather the sickness be on me than on my grandson.
不要我儿子，我来就好。
Not on my son, be it on me.
弟兄姐妹，要是我，我也受不了上帝，我回复说 ：“No, no, 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 no.”
If it were me, I would say, don't let it be on my son.
22章第二节，没有记录亚伯拉罕的及时回应，他的回应在第三节以下。
If we go back to the scripture, chapter 22, verse 2, did not record Abraham's response. His response was recorded in the following verses.
哦，他们出发了。
They started their journey.
哎，这个撒拉说，哎，记得带羊肉串回来。
Sarah says, please remember to bring the lamb kebab back.
Abraham 背上驴，带着儿子以撒以及两个仆人就上路了。
Abraham prepared the donkey with his son Isaac and also two servants, and they started their journey.
他们走了三天，他们煎熬了三天。
They walked for 3 days, a torturing 3 days.
For 3 days, he has to live with the haunting specter of what he's going to do.
在那三天，他必须活在那他因为即将做出来的事情而产生的恐惧之下。
For 3 days, he must live in a confusion about how God's covenant promise will be carried out now.
在那三天，他必须活在那与上帝所立的约要如何成就的困惑之中。
For 3 days, he can try to rationalize some other course.Of action and talk himself out of doing what has been asked.
在那三天，他可以试着合理化，采取一些不同的行动，而不遵从上帝的吩咐。
可贵的是，他们父子同行。
The precious part is that the father and the son they walked together.
请问人生道上，谁与你同行？
In the journey of life,
你与谁同行？
In the journey of life, who do you walk with, and who walks with you?
底下一张图是那个两个这个仆人留在山脚下。
In this picture, we see the servant at the bottom of the mountain.
那老头子头脑有问题。
That old dude, his brain is having some issues.
羊都没有送，献什么祭？
He doesn't even have a lamb. How is he going to give an offering?
第四节、第五节，到第三日，亚伯拉罕远远举目远远看见的地方。
Very far, Isaac could see.
就对两个仆人说：“你们在和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”
Which verse is this?
要是是，亚伯拉罕 said to servants.
Oh, Abraham says to the servants, "Please stay here. I will go with Isaac to give the burnt offering."
Okay. 现在两父子两个走路了。
The father and the son walk together.
以撒觉得不对劲，对父说：“父亲说，父亲呐。”
Isaac finally realized something was off, and he said, "Father."
亚伯拉罕说：“我在这里。”
Abraham responded, "My son, here I am."
请看，火与柴都有了，燔祭羊羔在哪里呢？
Isaac said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
而神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering.
预备这个词最直接的翻译就是看见。
The most direct translation of the word provide is to see.
上帝自己看见，他也必让我们看见他的看见。
God has seen it, and he will let us see what he has seen.
这是双重的看见。
There's two layers of seeing here.
现在我们来到惊心动魄的一幕。
Now we are at the soul-stirring scene.
Okay. 这张图是 Rembrandt 所画的一张很有名的。
This is a famous painting by the painter Rembrandt.
1634年画了。
It was painted in 1634.
你看，亚伯拉罕两只手没有闲着啊。
We see that both of Abraham's hands were not idle.
他的右手这个按住。 以撒的双眼、鼻子、嘴巴、下巴。
His right hand was covering Isaac's eyes, nose, mouth, and chin.
把以撒整个头都按在木材上面。
Pressing Isaac's head directly on the wood.
他不让父亲下手，看见父亲下手杀他。
He did not want Isaac to see his own father killing him.
顺服的儿子。
The obedient son.
竟然屏息以待。 如僵杂的羊羔，默默无声，不做挣扎。
The son just lay there quietly, like a lamb that was going to be slaughtered.
现在以撒被他父亲绑好了，放在祭坛上。最令人注意的是什么？以撒全身，你看，Rembrandt画的画，全身肌肉放松，竟然安详的躺在祭坛上。
Here we just see Isaac lying very relaxed on the altar. Waiting for his father.
你可以想象，他就好像每天晚上临睡前枕在父亲的怀里，听父亲讲故事。
So relaxed, as if you're feeling that he's lying in his father's arms before going to bed, hearing his father's bedtime stories.
以撒没有挣扎、抗拒、没有退缩、逃避，只有全然的信服交托。
Isaac did not struggle. He did not fight back. He just trusted and obeyed.
这就让我们想到。 我们的主耶稣基督,
this reminds us of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他也是自己背上十字架，十字架走向各个塔。
Our Lord Jesus Christ also carried the cross and walked toward Golgotha.
耶稣甘自己甘心被钉在十字架上，担当众人的罪。
Jesus was willing to be crucified on the cross and bear all of our sins.
他忍受死亡的刑罚，罪恶的羞辱。
Bearing the punishment of death. And the humiliation of sin.
甚至祭司长和经学家们就讥诮他，说他救了别人，不能救自己。
Even when the chief priests and the scribes were mocking him, saying, "He saved others; he cannot save himself."
以色列王基督啊，现在可以从十字架上下来，让我们看见就信了。Let
the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, and we will believe.
我们继续看 Rembrandt 笔下亚伯拉罕呢。
We continue to look at the picture how Rembrandt drew Abraham. He held a scimitar high in the air, and when he was about to make the kill,
他的眼睛呢，双眼呢，眯着眼睛还是睁开眼睛呢？
If we look at his eyes, are they open or are they closed?
他的心脏呢，蹦蹦蹦蹦，加速腾跳，要蹦跳出来，是不是？
His heart was pounding so hard as if it was going to jump out of him.
就在这个千钧一发的时候,
and at this critical moment,
突然天使出现,
suddenly,
双手也没有闲着啊, 天使,
suddenly an angel appeared, and the angel's hands were not idle as well.
右手抓住亚伯拉罕持刀的手腕,
the angel's right hand holding Abraham's right hand, which was holding the scimitar, and shaking it so that the knife was, fell out.
左手大 动作挥手，像做了重大的宣告。
The angel's left hand was waving in the air as making a strong declaration.
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。Abraham, Abraham. 我在这里。Abraham
responded, "Here I am."
这个瞬间，他看着天使。This
moment, he looked at the angel.
画面上，头发全白，胡须全白。In
the picture, his hair, his beard was completely white.
这个场景，这个画面。 你会不会让我们想到，在圣殿里 捧着婴孩耶稣祷告上帝的那位公义者西面呢？
The scene, this picture, doesn't this remind us of the righteous man Simeon who was praying in the temple, holding baby Jesus in his hand?
当天使说住手，你不要伤害他的时候
，But when the angel said, "Do not harm this child,"
没想到阴暗的背后，遥远的地方有一只公羊已经预备好了。
Unexpectedly, in the darkness and far away,
there
is a ram that
is
prepared. God has already prepared, and he has seen.
Abraham 不是因为知道羊在那里就装腔作势一番，好像上帝，我刚刚说过了，合眼一出，各方满意的行动句。
Abraham did not know in advance that a ram was going to be provided so that he could play an action drama with God so that we can see.
对，亚伯拉罕就是世间他没有看见啦，没有世间听见啦。
Abraham did not see or hear in advance.
他清楚的很，神要这个儿子。
He clearly knew that God wanted this child.
可是神早已经对他说，只有他才是你真正的后代，只有他是蒙应许的，从应许生的才是你会使万国，你的后裔使万国得福。如果他要杀以撒，他就要杀吗？
God already said to Abraham that we are only going to bless your offspring through Isaac.
他相信这话。
He believed that's this word.
上帝甚至儿子死了也会复活的。
That even if Isaac died, God was going to resurrect him.
让我们在这里很庄严的在这里来分享。
Let us solemnly declare.
复活的观念不是从宗教来的。
That the concept of resurrection is not from religion.
复活的观念是从上帝启示来的。
The concept of resurrection is from God's revelation.
以及人对死人启示那种伟大正确的回应来了，像亚伯拉罕。
And the correct and great response from humankind to God's revelation.
圣经一共记载十多次死人复活的事实。
In the Bible, there are over 10 records of resurrection.
那么这些都是在亚伯拉罕的献以撒之后的记载。
But all these records were after Abraham gave Isaac as an offering.
亚伯拉罕实实在在是信心之父。
Abraham indeed is the father of faith.
他实实在在对复活是有概念的。
He indeed had the right concept of resurrection.
全人类历史当中，他是第一个有这个观念的。
In entire man history, he's the first person that had this concept.
希伯来书十一章十七到十九节有最好的诠释。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 to 19 has the best interpretation.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这个儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活。他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 to 19. By faith, Abraham, where he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac shall your offspring be named." He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back.
我想亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，他是真的相信神是那位死人复活的神。
I believe that when Abraham was going to give Isaac as an offering, he believed that our God is a God that could raise the dead.
亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父，我用大白话说，他绝非浪得虚名。
Therefore, I would say Abraham being called the father of faith is well deserved.
创世十二章二十二章十二节。这个神的使者说：“现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。”
In Genesis chapter 22, verse 12, "For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me."
有两个有趣的问题。
Two interesting questions.
也许亚伯拉罕第一个，亚伯拉罕也许会问：“你怎么现在知道？”
The first question Abraham might ask.Did you just realize just now?
你不是全知的神吗？
Aren't you the all-knowing God?
问题是
But the question is,
不在神什么时候知道，而在亚伯拉罕经过这件事以后，他知道什么才是真正的敬畏神。
The question is not when did God realize, but rather Abraham understood the true meaning of fearing God.
第二，敬畏神是什么意思？
The second question, What is fearing God?
就是甘心的顺服，彻底的委身。
It is a willingly obey and complete dedication of oneself.
我们现在到了我们本文里头的最后一点，余音绕梁。
Now we've come to the end of our sermon.
有人问到，论到这事件，无可避免会有一些哦，那相关的当事人一定有负面影响，是不是？
When discussing the events, unavoidably, people will wonder, is there some negative impact on the people involved in the events?
所谓的 post-traumatic stress disorder, 是不是？
Would some of the people involved in the events have 创伤后压力症？
我想这是预测，完全没有凭据。
There's a lot of speculations, but there's no concrete evidence here.
但我们看到耶和华神怎么对亚伯兰说的话。
But now let's say what God said to Abraham.
数算夜空的众星，海边的细沙，这个多么 poetic 的形象化的。
Count the stars of the heaven and the sand that is on the seashore. It's how concrete this is.
我来猜想，多年以后，伯利恒的野外。
And many years later, in the wilderness of Bethlehem.
一个浪漫的初夏夜晚。
In a romantic early summer evening.
波阿斯跟路德。
And Boaz and Ruth were expressing their love to one another.
一定少不了提到他的先祖亚伯拉罕的许多故事。
They must talk about a lot of the stories of the ancestor Abraham.
其中最精彩的就是摩利亚山的这一幕。
One of the most exciting stories is the story of Moriah, today's story.
多年前我在《举目》杂志发表过短诗《亚伯拉罕摩利亚地》。
Years ago, I published a short poem in the A Christian magazine, Behold, called Abraham Moriah.
我现在来朗读，请 Sam 帮我翻译。
Please allow me to recite and share this poem with you, all of you now.
清早起来，劈好捆好的木材，放在童子以撒肩上，让他背着，且与你同行。
Woke up at dawn, tied down the cut wood onto the shoulders of Isaac as I walk with you.
会取半月形弯刀劈出重重的荆棘路，劈不出家门口撒拉幽栖的神社。
Swing a half moon shaped scimitar, I cut through thorns and thistles, yet not through Sarah's warring expressions as she stood at the front of the door.
至于火把，火把照见途中比寒夜更荒凉的恐惧和站立。
As for the torch,The torch illuminated the fear and tremor along the way that was even more desolate than the chilling night.
至于羊羔，志气童子问父亲啊，燔祭羊羔在哪里？
Lamb,
舌头塞住喉头，我儿，你就是。
As for the lamb, the innocent boy asked, Father, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? With my tongue stuck in my throat, I said to myself, My son,You are the Lamb.
昨夜熠熠星光刺动双目，今晨依旧熠熠同行，攀上了那山头，气喘吁吁。
Last night starlight stung my eyes. This morning we continue our journey, panting as we climbed up that mountain.
起竹坛摆柴，捆住捆绑以撒放在堂上，伸手拿刀，重要。
Built an altar, arranged the wood.Tied Isaac onto the wood on the altar, extended my hand just as I took out the scimitar to
杀他
kill him.
说此时那时快，耶和华的使者从天上呼叫。
Not too early nor too late, the angel of the Lord called out from heaven.
不可下手害他。现在我知道你敬畏神，因你没有留下他不给我。
Do not lay a hand on the boy. Now I know that you fear God.Because you have not withheld for me your son.
举目观看，不料两脚扣在稠密小树中，有只公羊。
I looked up unexpectedly, a ram caught by his horns in the bushes.
我们现在要做结束了。
Now we're going to come to our conclusion.
到摩利亚山之路是各个山之路。
The road to Mount Moriah.Is the road to Golgotha.
也是甘心彻底的顺服之路。
It's a journey of willing and complete obedience.
我们从创世纪看到亚伯拉罕的独生子以撒，至终有一位来代替上帝的羊羔来代替他。
Today from Genesis 22, we see that Abraham's only son, Isaac, was replaced by a ram which God had prepared.
今天我们看到神子耶稣基督在历史的特殊时刻，借着摩利，同着你玛利亚道成肉身，那成为亚伯拉罕后裔大卫子孙，他是真正的代替我们，鞭伤屈辱。
However, God's only son Jesus Christ, at a unique time in history, Word become flesh through the Virgin Mary. He became an offspring of Abraham and David, but he was humiliated and wounded for our sin.
最后挂在十字架上，被钉死、埋葬，第三天复活。唯有他才是我们的救主和生命的主。
At the end, he was crucified, buried, and raised from the dead on the third day. Only he is our Savior, the Lord of our life.
亲爱的朋友,
Dear friends,
你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主和为你展开新生的人生旅途吗？
Would you be willing to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and start a new life?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你愿意立定心志，彻底顺服，完全跟随主耶稣基督到底吗？
Are you willing to dedicate and commit yourself and follow Christ to the end?
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝, 我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
我们有了那位信心之父, 就是亚伯拉罕, 做我们榜样。
That we have a model in Abraham, the father of faith.
我们更有耶稣基督担心为我们舍死,
We also have Jesus Christ warring for us, saving us.
他代替了, 他救赎了。
He saved us. He's our salvation.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
但愿2024年你看顾带领我们全教会往前行。
In 2024, may you care for us and lead our church as we go forward.
靠主恩典一同经历什么叫做顺服。
Through your grace that we can experience what is obedience.
什么叫做在耶和华山上有预备。
What is being prepared on God's mountain?
我们这样祷告, 感谢靠耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen.